Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Spartan Mental Gym, where we don't just talk about mental toughness, we build it brick by brick. Now, today's workout is a little different, folks. We're diving into the power of self-compassion and forgiveness. You know, those two things that can feel like kryptonite to our willpower sometimes? Think about it. Life throws curveballs. Big ones. We stumble, we mess up, we fall flat on our faces sometimes, and that's okay. It's part of the human experience. But what happens next is where the real work begins. Do you beat yourself up? Do you dwell in self-criticism, letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control? Or do you learn to extend a little grace, a little kindness towards yourself? Because here's the thing. That inner critic, that harsh voice judging every move, well, it's not helping. In fact, it's sabotaging your progress. Self-compassion and forgiveness aren't about letting yourself off the hook or ignoring mistakes. It's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and moving forward with a renewed sense of understanding and kindness towards yourself. So, let's break down this workout. 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Self-compassion is not weakness. We've been taught that being tough means pushing through pain, ignoring our feelings, and never showing vulnerability. But true strength comes from acknowledging our struggles and treating ourselves with the same care and understanding we would offer a loved one. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, and it's okay to not be okay sometimes. 2. Forgiveness is liberating. Holding on to anger, resentment, or guilt is like carrying around a heavy backpack. It weighs you down, steals your energy, and prevents you from moving forward. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions. It means releasing the grip those past experiences have on your present. 3. Practice mindfulness. When those negative thoughts creep in, take a step back. Notice them without judgment. Acknowledge their presence, and then gently guide your focus back to the present moment. Like watching a cloud drift by, observe it, but don't let it define your entire sky. 4. Talk it out. Bottling up emotions is like trying to hold back a tidal wave. Eventually, it's going to break through. Find someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, and talk about what's bothering you. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. 5. Be patient with yourself. This isn't a one-time fix. Building self-compassion and forgiveness is an ongoing journey, a daily practice of choosing kindness over criticism. There will be setbacks, moments of doubt, but keep going. Every small step towards acceptance is a victory. Ever feel like you're constantly battling your inner critic? You know that feeling when you trip over your own feet and the first thing out of your mouth is, "I'm such an idiot." We've all been there. It's tempting to fall into that trap of self-criticism, but what if we tried something different? Imagine this. You spill coffee on yourself during a big meeting. Instead of berating yourself, you take a deep breath, say, "Okay, no problem, happens to the best of us," and calmly clean up the mess. You laugh it off with your colleagues, and everyone moves on. That's the power of self-compassion in action. You acknowledge the mistake, but you don't let it derail your day. See, when we treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, we create a safe space for growth and learning. We become more resilient, better equipped to handle challenges, and ultimately, happier and more fulfilled. So, remember, folks, this week's Mental Gym workout is about building that muscle of self-compassion and forgiveness. It's a game changer. Embrace your imperfections, learn from your mistakes, and treat yourself with the same love and care you would offer your closest friend. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who needs to hear these words. Let's build a community of support and understanding together. Until next time, keep pushing those limits, both mentally and physically. You've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.